Nagy, George McCaskey, will you get rid of this clown? Don't have him on the premise of Halas Hall tomorrow. Get rid of him.
The great Ed Obradovich joins us now. OB, you started a movement. I was listening to you right after the game. You're the first person I know to start calling for Matt Nagy to be fired in no uncertain terms, and now the entire city is talking about it. How you doing today, OB?
I'm hanging in there, Anna. Oh, God. Do we have to do this?
Yeah, well, look, you don't have to. What you said yesterday was exactly how we all were feeling, and that is exactly what you do every single time. It was good to hear you. I just wonder, if we're all calling for Matt Nagy's firing, the McCaskies have never done that, right? What are the chances they will actually do it?
Well, it's something, Anna, that should have been done last year, okay, for both Pace and Nagy to go. But I'll tell you what, it's astonishing when you look at the numbers after that game. I mean, it was beyond unbelievable that a coaching staff in the National Football League. And by the way, you know, we weren't playing a juggernaut either, by the way, in Cleveland. They're a good football team. But to see what went on for four quarters, I mean, my God, we have a net yardage of 47 yards, 46 running, and we have 1 yard. Again, just let me repeat, 1 yard net passing all day. That is beyond impossible. You can't do that. That's impossible. What happened? You've got Justin Fields. He completed 6 passes. Our third down conversion, we were 1 for 11. Oh, my God.
One of the worst offensive performances in the history of the NFL, I think, is fair to say. Six. Obi, let me ask you this.
6 first downs. And not only that, 2 of them were by penalty. So we only had 4. You had Allen Robinson with 2 catches. Darnell Mooney with 1 catch, our other receiver. Cole Met, our tight end, 1. And David Montgomery coming out of the backfield with 2. For a total of 6 receptions in an entire football game. 1 yard net passing, 46 yards rushing. And I'm going to tell you something. Justin Fields got mauled for 4 quarters. And here's the sad thing about it. This coaching staff couldn't figure out how to combat Cleveland's defense, combat their pass rush. There's nothing that they did for 4 quarters to try to stop it. When Anna, you can't stop it. There are things that you can do that are basic and simple that they never did. For instance, you go to a fire out blocking on your 5 offensive linemen. What do I mean by that? Instead of dropping back a step and a half, what you do, you fire out, take your opponent on at the line of scrimmage, and you hang with them and hang tough. And what does that do? That gives your quarterback, if he drops back, an extra half a second or a second and a half. If that doesn't work, bring a tight end in the block. Instead of 5 guys, now it's 6. If that doesn't work, go to double tight ends. Bring so you have 7 people blocking. They didn't do that. They didn't do a bootleg, a naked bootleg. They didn't move the pocket. They didn't spread out. They never gave this kid a chance. And he sat back there and got pummeled for 4 quarters. And what I just told you, that's how you combat somebody that's really coming after your quarterback. And said, which is the unbelievable thing, Dan Hampton, I mean, we're looking at each other. Mm-hmm. What in God's name is this coaching staff thinking about? How do you not get that kid out of the pocket? How do you not move him? Stronger, weak side. It was. I'll tell you what. Nagy talks, well, yeah, it's me. You know, it starts with me and ends with me. And I wish the hell it ends with you. And when you go to Cincinnati or somewhere.
Let me ask you this, OB. Would you be satisfied if he just quit play calling? Would that be enough?
He has to, Anna. What he has done, what he has proven since he has been here, is he can't call a game in the National Football League. Anna, look at the stats. In other words, I mean, these stats, you can't get any worse. It's impossible for you to pass for 1 yard in four quarters of football in the National Football League. It's impossible for you to run for 46 yards when you got a kid like Montgomery who can really lay it down on the ground, boy. He is terrific. Mm-hmm. And we have great receivers. My Lord, Cole Kmet, Graham at tight end. You got Montgomery in the backfield running the ball. Robinson, Mooney, Goodwin. We've got people that can really, really move it down the field. But we don't move down the field. We don't convert on third down. We don't score points. We don't take care of our quarterback when there are things that you can do to protect your quarterback. And you don't try one of them? Not one?
630-OB, can you tell me if you think Ryan should also go as well?
Pace?
That's right.
There's no question about it. These two guys, we're going nowhere with these two guys. We're going absolutely nowhere. You can't keep year after year Pace in his drafts, basically giving up almost entire drafts. Every year we don't have a number one. We don't have a number two draft choice. You go to next year, he trades up again. It'd be nice for the people that he traded and moved up for if they could do something and help this team win, but that doesn't happen either. I'll tell you, the situation is very dire, but guess what? As luck would have it, the Bears are home this coming week, and who do they have coming in? The Detroit Lions.
Terrific. Can we beat
That'll
them?
That'll cure everything. I'm still so frustrated, and so was Dan Hampton yesterday, and we were sitting there looking at these stats, you know, from quarter to quarter to quarter, and then we're looking at, why aren't they helping this kid? Why aren't they doing certain situations with offensive formations and certain passes? Why aren't they running the ball more? My God, Montgomery only had 10 carries. He should have 20, 25 carries. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. And it was so very frustrating. Obviously, you can tell a little bit by me, but I'm fed up with this coaching staff. Again, you got 26 coaches, and you mean to tell me in four quarters of football, going in to what your game plan was, and you didn't have a plan B, you didn't have a plan C, you saw what was happening to your quarterback getting plummeled play after play after play, and you do nothing to help that kid? You do nothing to help your offense? It's right in front of you. You're the guy in charge. You're the coaches, and you do nothing? You don't deserve to be here in Chicago. It's just my opinion. They do not deserve to be here. From that game yesterday, what I saw, and again, not to talk in circles here, but to let that kid go out there for four quarters and get knocked all over that field and do nothing about it, bad.
Embarrassing. Bad. Brutal. Hey, I'm so sorry to make you go through this again, OB. I know it took a lot out of you yesterday. You left it all on the field, as they like to say yesterday, because you brought it all out with you and Hamp and Carm, and that was the most enjoyable part of my Sunday. I mean, the Packers won. The Bears got crushed. It was horrible, but listening to you guys somehow made it a little bit better, so it's good to hear you guys.
There's no way that you could make anything positive about this. I mean, the offensive line, these kids can only do so much. And well, I told you many times,
I'm running out of time, but can
five guys up front to keep the quarterback upright. We don't have five guys up front.
Yeah. OB, can you complete this statement? We were asking our listeners to do it. Well, Bears fans, things could be worse.
You want me to complete that? Excuse me, you want me to complete that statement?
If you can, without swearing, yes, that'd be nice.
I don't know what
can't
I
do
could
it.
Come up with. You got me lost there, kid.
Sorry to ask you, OB, and I love listening to you guys. Thank you for your contributions to this show, too. I'm sorry to bring it all up again, because I know you have so much heart for this team, and you want the best for them, and we all do as Bears fans, and it's a sorry place to be in right now for all of us.
Well, the Bear fans are the greatest, and it's just, when you see those stats from that game yesterday, And what went on, my God, it was just horrible. So again, you know, we got Detroit coming in there this week. Let's hope that Nagy and his staff can figure something out, because this is a team that they can take down easy.
Yeah, let's hope. Thank you, OB. Try to enjoy the rest of your day. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, kiddo. Bye-bye.